Well, welcome back to Hunter, Logan, and Mike. No introduction needed from me. Shouldn't be. This is Season 7, Episode 7. That's 7 and 7. For my Cajun folks, that would equal 15. There's a joke about that, but it's not what I'm going to tell. I know it's been a while between the last episode and this episode, and there's a reason. My plans were to do the podcast a few days after getting back from Pigeon Forge. I've been back for 2 weeks now. But some things had happened. And I wanted to cool off a little bit before I did the podcast. There's a reason why this is unmiked. Because there's a lot of stuff that I don't say on the morning show that I can say here. But just because I can say it here doesn't mean that I need to say everything. But there are some things that I am going to address in this particular podcast. And it has to do with being an artist as opposed to being a radio. Now, I went up to Pigeon Forge as a radio personality and as an artist. Now, for those of you who have followed me, or those of you who have listened to any of the earlier podcasts, or have heard my testimony, you know that before I came back to Christ and did this radio thing, I was an independent artist. I made my living that way, playing music, releasing music. I ran a record label, a publishing company. My dream was to play music for a living. If I could make a living playing music, that was success for me. And I was able to do that. So I don't ever sit back and wonder what if. Now, it came at the price of almost losing my family. Even on the small scale, and I say small scale, because I never had any delusions of grandeur, but even on the scale I was on of making a living playing music, there was a cost for it. Now, you can go back to the earlier podcast and find out. I give my testimony on that part too, because God's a restorer and he has restored. For some reason, I get pushback now from radio stations and from other artists that I have helped, artists that I thought I had a pretty good relationship with, that have just went away. Don't have nothing to do with me anymore since I released music. And I also find out through a conversation that some artists think that I have no integrity because I am releasing music and I have a radio station. So let me get this straight. I'm supposed to not use a gift that God has given me because of what some man thinks. So yeah, I was really ticked off for about a week because I didn't know why. Because I'm really upset. Why am I having to fight this now? Why am I having to justify doing music? When I first started doing music, when I wasn't doing it for the Lord, I was told I needed to get a real job. I was told I'd never be good enough other than to play in backyard barbecues. That wasn't the case. And I proved everybody wrong who said that. So now I'm having to fight all of this again, having to do it for the Lord? Come on. I made the statement earlier on, years ago, that I was probably done with music because I thought I was. I thought the Lord took that gift away. And at the time, I was okay with it. I figured because I had squandered it out in the world, using it for Satan, I figured I was done. That's what I figured. But God wasn't done with that yet. God's gifts are truly without repentance. The Bible says so. So through a prophetic word, I'm going to get my gift back. He gives it to me. And now I'm going to have to defend why I'm doing this to supposedly my peers and to people that I've helped? People, and I say artists, let me not say people, let me say artists that nobody would have known about if it wouldn't have been for this radio station, who we were the first ones to play them. And now those same artists are going to say that about me as an artist. I don't have any integrity. They're certainly not including me in anything. Oh, they'll include the radio because they get something out of that. One thing with The Move I have found out, and I hadn't said this on the radio, and the radio's not the place for it, but Hunter Logan Unmiked is. Since I've been moved to this place here, there's not many artists. It's almost, in September will be a year coming up, so we are in the end of April, May, June, July. So 4 months. So 8 months already here. Hardly anybody's been here. You can count on one hand the artists that have been in here. And artists have passed through this area that used to stop in here. They have passed through and passed by and have not stopped. They used to stop all the time. Of course, we used to have stuff going on. As long as I had stuff going on here, like festivals or reunions, or if I had platforms like The Unplugged or something like that, if I had a place for them to showcase or do something, they were here. Take that away? If I'm wrong, come prove me wrong, but for the last 8 months, I ain't seen them. Door's always open. I'm always here. You can say what you want to say, but your actions will always prove who you are and what you do. Lip service. I tell people all the time, when they try to ask me about so-and-so, I said, don't go with my interaction with them. Don't go by that. Go look and see what their fruit is. The Bible says you are known by the fruits that you bear. Go look at their fruit. It's easy to do with social media. Go to Facebook. Go back a year. See what they're posting. See what they're writing. See the pictures that they're posting. That'll show you their fruit. So when it comes to radio, my music doesn't get played on it by the majority of the radio stations in Christian country, which there's not a lot of them, other than getting played on my own radio station. And I have to, because the other ones won't play it. But they won't play it based on the music. I can handle it. If you say, well, the music ain't good, or you ain't good, okay. But you're not doing that. Whatever you've had against me, and I've went to you as a brother in Christ, I brought an individual with me and went to you, like the Bible says to do. I'm tired. I'm tired of the clown circus, and I just don't have the energy anymore. So don't come and tell me that you want to work together, because you don't. You might want to work together, but you don't want to work together with Hunter Logan or HLE Radio. I've been here day in and day out for the last 14 years, doing what God has called me to do. But you know why this bothered me so much on the artist end of things? Because I had flashbacks. And that's why I didn't get on here right away and start going off, because I would have went off a lot more than what I did. I'm just giving you the truth of the matter. I really have to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to go participate in events as just radio? Or as radio and an artist? Or as just an artist? Or am I just not going to go? Because the truth is, those individuals don't matter at all. They're not going to matter on Judgment Day, when I'm standing before Christ, and he says, what did you do with your talent? What did you do with what I gave you back to do? Oh, well, God, I was going to use it for you, and I was going to start, you know, doing it, but boy, it really caused a problem. And a lot of the artists that, you know, we were playing, they sure weren't happy about it. And, you know, just to keep the peace and harmony, I just, you know, I didn't go ahead and I just didn't release and write anymore, you know, just to, you know, so we could keep everything good. How's that going to work? It's not about me, though. And at first, that's how I took it. That's why I was so upset. It was me, because I was having flashbacks. Satan's good at tripping us up. And here I am with fresh new songs that God keeps giving me. I've had some great places to play. I've been included in a few, just a few, events. But it seems like the more I try to get out there, the more attacks I'm taking for the music. And it was a flashback is what it was. That's what happened. It all came flooding back from when I started to do music. And all the stuff of saying how I wasn't good enough and I needed to get a real job. And all the stuff of my family being against me and they weren't even going to. It all came back. How I had no support when it was time to do it. But you know what? This time is not about me. And it's not about not having no support. It's not about me at all. So I repented. And I waited to do this podcast. And I have to decide. See, I'm tired. It's been over a year that I've been a caretaker now and trying to keep this business afloat. We so lack funding. It's not even funny. The city marshal, we're on first name basis because he comes by and he serves me with suits, lawsuits. I got so many racked up now. I just keep coming because if we don't have the money, we don't have the money. I can only do with what God sends in or what is allowed to come in. I really don't think people understand what it takes to run a radio station, even an internet radio station, when you run it like a FM station. I'm grateful for what we have. I am. And I'm the world's worst for staying on and trying to convince people to that we need funding. Because I don't want to be all the time asking for money. I want our listeners to enjoy the music and to be ministered to. So for all those ones, artists and radio, who won't play me, who think I have no integrity, that's okay. Because it's not about you and it's not about me. I'm going to continue to do outreach. However the Lord lets me. Whether he gives me a musical outlet or he continues to give me a podcast outlet. Or with the radio. However it is, I'm going to continue to do it. But from this point on, I'm going to be very selective on who and how I do it. Because there's no use to go to the circus and see clowns if you don't like the circus to begin with. Why would you go sit down and watch a circus show and eat popcorn when you don't like popcorn, you don't like the circus? Why would you go? Because everybody else is going? I don't think so. So I had to remind myself that, hey, this is not like the last time. And this is not about you, Hunter. This is about what God's going to do through you and your music. So don't even give that a second thought. Let God continue to guide your path. And you continue to do what he's called you to do. And the rest of that stuff, don't even worry about it. And that's what I'm going to do. So I do have a new project coming out in September. I'm going to do a single release in July. I am reworking my social media. I need to figure out how to separate some of it, especially Twitter, from the radio. I got to get better on Instagram and LinkedIn and all that other stuff. So I'm trying on that. I'm going to try to start doing the social media better. These are all things to work towards with the music to reaching more folks. And my YouTube channel. I so want to do some live performances on that. And I miss my songwriter shack wall. I really do. I got a space where I could do it in here, but I can't put the wall up. Like, I can't build the wall again. I could go take all that stuff down over there, but I can't do it in here. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe the Lord has something completely different. Who knows? And I'm going to trust and wait on Him is what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to have to leave it right there. I know that was a packed full. Hey, it's why it's unmiked. It is. But I love you. And I appreciate you. And if any of you would like to support HLE Radio and are not doing it, please, we could use it. You can do that by going to our website, hleradio.com. Ways to do it are on there. There's Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. My favorite's mailing it in, though, 233 North Main Street. That information's on the website as well. I appreciate you. I love you. I'll see you next time.